Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the weekly conversation on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. I don't know when I unplug my thing. I'm going to check something out here, folks, because I don't think I'm having audio issues. So let me just check something.
But the reality is, if a better club comes for us.
Okay, yeah, I put my ears were on mute. So thank you so much for tuning in. And what a conversation we got for you tonight. I want to get into an angel dad. His name is Steven Lundbeck, and he is basically going off on, who isn't he going off on? I know he's going off on AOC. I know he's going off on Nancy Pelosi and all these Democrats. And, like, stop with this rhetoric about concentration camps. My son died at the hands of an illegal. You know, all these... You know, they want to lump all gun owners as bad because of criminals, but all these illegals that kill, we can't lump them all together because, you know, not all immigrants are bad. I want to get into that. I also want to get into something that I think I kind of know the answer, but I don't know the answer. I know part of the answer, but not the full answer. Trump sees something weird going on Fox News, because even the Fox News polls have him losing, have him in the toilet. We're not talking CNN, MSNBC, we're not talking liberal left, we're talking Fox News has him tanking. Why is that? I know why from the left perspective, but not from the right perspective. Why would they, you know, when I'll get into that. I also want to get into how Joe Biden is demanding that Trump give, because when Biden left the White House and Obama left the White House, the economy was going up, and they want Trump to give them the credit. So they're actually admitting that this economy is doing great. They just don't want to give Trump the credit. They want to take the credit. Okay. CNN cuts away from the Trump rally. I don't know how many times when the Trump rally goes, CNN sucks. When they start chanting it, they have to, like, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Lord help them. The Orlando Sentinel endorses anyone but Trump. And I want to get into my views on that because it's, I mean, you know, because something that a lot of people don't think about. I want to get into that. I also want to get into a study finds out in California that veterans are using cannabis in record numbers. And, like, they did a study, 93 vets that were using cannabis over alcohol or any other drug for relief, for treatment, over medications, over pharmaceuticals. And the Manchester United transfer window is looking glorious. I will let you know who we have signed initially. We're just waiting for it to actually become official. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Thank you for so much for tuning in to the conversation. Saturday, my sister came up to help me out because I had surgery. I mean, whenever I think of it, what I have done or anything, I always think of, like, CD Slickers. When you're 20, you think you can do almost anything and you can. When your 30s come around, you wonder, whatever happened in my 20s? And you still think you can do almost anything. You almost do. Your 40s, you get a little pot belly. You have a small procedure. It's a surgery, but you'll call it a procedure. And then your 50s happen, and, you know, you wonder what happened to your 40s, and you have kids, and next thing you know, you're walking around the mall muttering How come the kids don't call? How come the kids don't call looking for the ultimate soft yogurt? You know, and it's just one of those things that, you know, I had something cut out of me. And you don't think much about fatty cysts or anything like that, you know, being bad. But I guess if they get intertwined in nerves and all kinds of stuff, they can be painful, and like mine was. And of course, when I go to have it done, they're like, okay, yeah, we normally just look at it. And we normally don't really do much the first time. Like, okay, it's hard to get time off. And went from that to, okay, let's jam 10 needles in you and let's cut the thing out of you. And that's what they did. And so it's one of those things that I want to thank all my prayer warriors out there for being there, and my sister, especially Lisa Tuner, for coming down and taking care of me and being there. And, you know, I know I can be stubborn sometimes because I want to do it myself, you know, but I've got to kind of let go and realize, okay, I do need help sometimes and I do need someone, because I'm very stubborn. I want to do it all, and I really need to sit back and say, Lisa, you need to do this for me, or Melissa, you need to do this for me. So it's one of those things that, you know, I guess I got to listen to Red Green. I'm a man. I can change if I have to, I guess. But I want to get into this because this is huge. Because I had, if you don't know, we just celebrated the D-Day. You know, while kids today run to their safe spaces, my ancestors and many of your ancestors stormed Normandy, France, on Operation D-Day. I had ancestors that played dead for 3 days so they would not be killed by German soldiers. There are many, many people out there who had ancestors who were in concentration camps, who were gassed, who were tested on. Had all kinds of stuff done to him. And you have Alexandria Ocasio Cortez coming out saying it. We have concentration camps at the border. Trump is rounding up all these Mexicans and burning them alive in the concentration camps. And he's doing chemical tests on them. He's injecting them with all kinds of unknown viruses and stuff and testing on them. And they're wearing white and black things, and they're given numbers. That's what it is. Trump hates Mexicans. He's a racial bigot. He don't like black people. He hates women. How dare that racist bigot Trump? And he's got these concentration camps, and how dare he do that? How dare you take concentration camps and associate them with holding areas that we keep illegal smugglers. And I do mean smugglers, because they found out that for the most part, a lot of these Mexicans, that mom and son, they're not together. She is a trafficker. She is taking kids. And when they finally get, if they get busted or deported and they get caught, they find out that these parents and kids are not related. They're not the mom and dad. It's sad. But that's just what we live in. And, oh, well, there's many meanings for concentration camps. Well, the way you put it and the way... See, you're AOC... There, this day and age where you can sit there and say whatever you want to and assume that no one's going to fact check you, no one's going to look you up. See, you're trying to get all your leftist liberal friends, these 18-something kids that can vote, that aren't going to fact check, aren't going to look up anything, aren't going to know anything, aren't going to care. You're looking for those people because that's what you want. You want to make up stuff about the NRA so you can get people on your back. They don't have that luxury. You know, people are waking up, and you're losing that audience because there's a lot of people that are following you, AOC, that know the fact, that are spreading the truth. They're spreading, hey, sorry, I hate to say this, but you know what? I'm calling you BS. I'm calling you bluff. You know, the NRA doesn't support loopholes to allow criminals to get guns. And that's what Joe Biden, that's what Bernie Sanders, and all these left people will tell you. You know, just like Jim Carrey, he's anti-gun, but he has people, bodyguards around him with guns protecting him. You know? See, there's a little thing called, I've supported Trump since he was, I disagreed with Trump when he gave money to the Clintons, but, you know, hey, I didn't support that, but I supported him. I supported when he was helping out Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and helping give money and scholarships to blacks. I supported that. I guess the left forgot that one. But that's just what we live in. These left don't know what to do now because there's a lot of they're making up a lot of this crap that's fake and lies. And people are starting to realize that that isn't true. I mean, look at these Sanders rallies. Look at these rallies that the left had, and 100 people, 80 people at them. You go to a Trump rally, and yeah, the Trump rally starts next month, but yeah, we're already camping out. You know, 3-4 days in advance, people are coming out. Trump is the new Grateful Dead tour. When did you get on the train? Me, I got on the Trump train way back in the day. Like, I've always supported him. I thought he was great, you know. He does what every politician does. He uses loopholes that they create to fix things. That's what he does. You know, if Hillary Clinton wanted if Hillary Clinton's gonna go up on Trump for not paying taxes, well, Hillary Clinton, you do the use the same loopholes. You know, why didn't you close those loopholes? Because you use the same loopholes. No. You have illegals killing Americans' sons and daughters, and moms and dads are being killed by illegals. And you're gonna say that Trump has concentration camps? Are you freaking kidding me? Concentration camps down at the border? No, they're called detention camps. And they were there when Obama was in presidency. They were there. That's where they detain people. They have them in prisons, where in jail. This is where you're detained overnight if you're drunk, like a drunk tank. It's a detainment camp. It's a detainment cell where they detain you while you sober up and while they double check to make sure that you are who you say you are and your IDs match up and that you're not, you know, some wanted felon in 30 states and hopefully you get released. You sober up and get released before they find out who you really are. No, that they detain those people because they don't have documents, they don't have papers. They're coming across Texas and Arizona and all these, and New Mexico, and guess what? They're finding out that the moms and dads, they're not the kids' parents. They're human trafficking. Oh, and by the way, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And if you're listening live on Facebook or on Blog Talk Radio, I can't tell who you are. So if you want to like or hit the buttons or whatever, you know, hate, sad, whatever, let me know you're there. If you don't have a question, feel free to shoot one up. But it's just, she's doing a disservice to all the Jews that died, calling those camps down south concentration camps where they're just detaining the people to figure out who they are and what they're doing here and why. A I want to get into this because this is huge. Because I know why the left is doing it. But I don't know why Fox is doing it. Because, you know, there are new polls out there that Trump is losing and, you know, Biden is ahead by tons and tons. I know why the left is doing it. They're going to say that every poll, you know, whether it's the New York Times, the Wall Street, all this stuff is going to come out saying that Trump is down in the polls and, you know, Biden's winning in every state and all this stuff, so that when he loses, they can come up with some, well, Trump colluded with Jerusalem. That's right. Israel and Jerusalem helped Trump win the election. That's right. He didn't win on his own. He colluded with Benjamin Netanyahu to help rig the election. Because they can't stand the fact that they have no platform. All they're doing is, well, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna investigate until we find. What do you mean you spent $50 million? Yep. Okay, here's another $50 million. You have to make up something on Trump. If you can't find something, make it up. Gotta make it. I don't care. Who cares? I don't care. He's gotta be impeached. So we got to get Hillary in the White House. He's got to be impeached so that Hillary can get in. Sir, if Trump gets impeached, the Vice President, Mike Pence, will become president, sir. And then he could step down and elect Trump as president. Because he could make Trump the Vice President and then step down and, you know... But hey, wow, that's how it is, you know. But all these polls, like Fox News, has Trump down in every poll. Like, he's horrible. He's not doing anything good. He's not making. He's not. I can understand CNN saying he's not winning. I can understand MSNBC saying he's down in every poll. I can see ABC, but not Fox. I know they want to do it so that when he tanks. No. So that they can say he's tanking and he's tanking and he's tanking and he's tanked. So that when he wins, wait a minute, every poll we had said Biden was ahead by 1,000,000 points. How did Trump win? So that when they lie to the American people again, they can make up some other collusion story, some other, well, Trump had to have gotten someone who could fix the computer so that he won. Because he can't win on his own. Because he's incompetent. He needs to be in a loony bin. He is nuts. He is a nut job, a screw job. Even though he was the one who said, wait a minute here. He was the one that was asked, what's your professional opinion? How do we handle 9/11? Where do we go from here? How do we, you know, we stop. We stop. America stops. The terrorists win. We need to keep going and show them that we're the Energizer Bunny. We need to keep going and going and going. And like, oh, wow. Okay, guess what? This company is going to offer office space for these companies, this one, and we're all going to help each other out. People are offended by the American flag now, but when 9/11 happened, you could probably get an American flag on eBay for $1 million. You couldn't find them anywhere. Everyone was, you shouldn't have had a problem finding them because you should have already had one. Me and my family, we took out our American flag and put it up. Mommy, want to sell an American flag? I bet you can get about $4,000 for it. You know, 17 swing states he's dominating in. You have people at Trump rallies coming out 4 days ahead. No, but he's losing in every poll. I just want to have BS so that when they lie again, when they, like in the last election, when they came out and they said, who do you think is going to win the Republican nomination for President? Trump? Trump? Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. No effing way. Yes, our polling has Hillary Clinton winning, yes. Has it, and it's never been wrong? Nope, never. Never. Never in a million years. It's always been, usually my polling is off because the candidate that I say wins by way more than it says they will win, but they'll win. 100%. Never been wrong. And then when Trump lost, no, he won. Oh, crap. We told all these people that Hillary couldn't lose. We rigged the election. Now what do we do? And that's what they're just getting themselves ready so that they can have a way out when the candidate loses. Well, we got to figure out something because there's no way. Our polls had Biden winning. Yeah, your polls had Hillary Clinton winning too. Why don't you try honesty for a change and maybe it'll get you somewhere. Maybe honesty is the reason why Trump has rallies jam-packed with people because he's saying, hey, we're going to build a wall and I'm getting it done. I'm going to work on, if you don't want to, if Republicans and Democrats don't give two crap about health care for this country because they're not going to be using it, they're not going to be on it, guess what? I'm going to make sure that there's transparency in prescriptions so that the cost can be lowered. I'm going to do something to try to help you with your health care costs if the politicians aren't going to do a damn thing because they're useless. See, what Trump has proven is politicians are about as helpful as a sump pump in a desert. And if you can't see that, there ain't nothing I can do. My hands are tied. You might as well get me some on Facebook buy and sell it here. One of the first things that came up on the random stuff was Chicago, like Clark County, Illinois handcuffs. You might as well have your hands tied behind your back with handcuffs because there ain't nothing I can do for you. It's amazing what people sell on Facebook buy and sell it here. And that's not even searching. That's just what comes up on the main thing. But, I mean, hey. And that's the problem. But most people don't care. One of my all-time favorite songs is by a Canadian band called Rush. And it's called Half the World. If you've never heard it, look it up. It's an amazing song. Half the world hates what half the world is every day. And it's a song about how some people will fight for their freedom. Other people will be pissed. And some people will be mad and do something. Other people will be mad and not do anything. Some people won't care. Some people will care, but, you know, whatever the case. You know, you have 10 different sides of an issue. And some people are going to try to do something. Some people aren't. But it's just one of those things. I mean, the left, all they can do is, we got to impeach Trump, and now that the economy is doing well, instead of admitting the economy is doing well, they come out and say, well, guess what? The economy was going in the right direction thanks to Obama and Biden, and Trump's just kept it going. Okay. You can give me a successful restaurant that's going in the right direction, but if I don't continue to keep it going in the right direction, it's going to fail. It's going to fall apart. Let's hypothetically say this country was going in the right direction under Obama and Biden. For fun's sake, let's pretend it was going in the right direction. If Trump wasn't doing something right, it would just go. No, you got to keep it going. If you have a restaurant and this guy we're going up, sales are up, you know, weekends are doing great, we're getting lots of people in here. Okay. Yeah. If you come in there and all of a sudden you start not caring about stuff and every time you make the chili it's totally different. You just throw whatever you can, you don't care. You take rotten meat and you throw it in there and who cares? And you half ass and you don't care about things. People can say, man, this isn't, you know, the executive chef and the front of the house guy, Obama and Biden, man, they got this thing going great. But, you know, but this new guy, Trump, he's come in, he bought the restaurant, and it's tanking now because he doesn't care. No. If the economy was doing great under Obama and Biden, which it wasn't, but it, let's say, hypothetically say it was, if the economy is doing great thanks to Trump, it would be because they started it going in the right direction, and Obama and Biden did that, and then Trump would have kept it going. Trump can't be doing things bad, and the economy is still going in the right direction. See what I'm saying? If somebody starts a restaurant and gets it going, if you don't keep it going and do the right things, it's going to tank. I mean, but here's, I read a big article, and I'm going to say it was out of an Indianapolis, I think it might have been an Indianapolis Star. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that one. So I know someone's going to say, or that was not that name, but it was an Indianapolis, like it was a central newspaper out of, like I think Columbus, Indiana, or Indianapolis, Greenwood around there. And it was talking about how the average median household needs to make about $16 per person to afford a two-bedroom household. Think about that. Two-bedroom? No. Gotcha. Apartment. Not a house. The average apartment, you need to be making like $16 an hour because a single person is not normally going to have a two-bedroom apartment. But like an average household needs to be making between both of them $16 each an hour minimum to be pretty comfortable in living in a two-bedroom apartment. That says a lot. My mom was talking about when they wanted to raise their pay to $1. You know what she said? I don't want $16 an hour. I want to make $8 an hour, but I want it to feel like $20 an hour. Even Trump's not even talking about doing stuff to make the dollar more valuable. Do the majority of people have more money in their pocketbooks thanks to Obama? No, they have less money in their paychecks thanks to Obama and Biden. Under Trump, do the people have more money in their pockets? Yes, they do. But with inflation as it is, okay, yeah, I have more money in my checkbook and in my pocket, but it's not as valuable. It doesn't go as far. I'm thankful I have the money in my checkbook. I'm very thankful I have the money in my checkbook that I have, but okay, yeah, I've got, under Hillary Clinton, I'd probably have $20, if that, maybe nothing left at the end of the month. Now I got maybe $50, but I need about $300. And that's the issue. A lot of these states, the average job isn't paying for the wages necessary. I mean, you go to some of these companies around here, I looked into a Southwire. And like the basic, they make cabling and stuff. The basic employee there, a basic employee makes like $12 an hour. That's nowhere near the $16 you need to afford a two-bedroom apartment. Now, if you're like a supervisor, someone that has lots of managerial skills and has lots of knowledge using specific equipment to that trait and have done that for a long time, you can get up to $18. But a lot of jobs out there, you're not making. You're not making enough to get to where you're, because inflation is so high. It's not that we're not going in the right direction. We are. But when you have, it's kind of like that Cotton Sheets real estate program where, you know, you're saving money, but the down payment is getting larger. You know, you're not able to save fast enough. And that's the thing. And a lot of families are struggling because of inflation. That's why you got to pay to put air in your tires. Inflation. Got about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning to Facebook Live and all those that are tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for all your thoughts and prayers as I had a procedure, basically surgery, you know. And that's why I was not on Tuesday, because I took some time off. And, you know, and I want to thank you so much. And don't forget, if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can comment, you can like, you can whatever, so I know who you are, because I can't tell. It's not till the conversation's over that I had like 30-some views, 40 views. And, you know, feel free to share. I'm probably going to be switching this over, because I can do live on my conversation page. So probably in the coming weeks, I'm going to be doing instead of on my page. But then I wonder how that's going to affect my views, just because I don't know how many people. I'll probably will share it on my page also, so that it can be seen via my page, but it's going to be through the conversation. So but keep an eye on for that. And, you know, when you look at these Trump, that's why I love Trump, because he's calling it like he said it is. Because if you listen to his rally and he came out and he goes, remember, you know, there's Russia collusion, Russia this. Remember when that hot mic came up and Barack Obama said, you know, once he goes, tell Putin, once I get reelected, I'll have more flexibility. You would have never heard most Republicans wouldn't have said, I guarantee you, Sarah Palin would have been told, don't talk about that, because they're gonna, because there were so many things Sarah Palin said she wanted to talk about on the campaign trail, but, oh, you can't talk about that stuff because the left will eat you alive. How can, explain to me, if Barack Obama is going to church for 22 years with a pastor named Jeremiah Wright who's talking about killing whites and their babies, if I talk about that on the campaign trail, how is the left gonna, go ahead, I want you to say how that's positive. Show me that's positive. I'm waiting. Go ahead. Hillary Clinton was best friends with someone, Robert Byrd, who is a very high-ranking member of the KKK. Show me how she's not racist. Show me where she ever tried to get him to change. Go ahead. I'll wait. You know, Oh, but if you talk about anything like that, the left will tear you apart. Let's eat you alive. Well, Trump is saying all that stuff that most Republicans would be afraid to say. And the people are like, yeah, thank you for standing up, thank you for being honest. Is Trump going to do stuff that, is he going to screw up? Yeah, there's a thing called an attorney to make sure you don't do anything illegal, don't do anything wrong. Are all attorneys going to be perfect? No, you're going to have attorneys that screw up and do stuff. That's how this cookie crumbles. You're going to have to, you know, wade through, and you may have to get rid of people. It's not like there have been people that have been in Trump's camp that have done crap that's illegal and crap that's not right, and Trump's kept them and said, cool, you're staying in my camp. No, he's gotten rid of them and then later found out, hey, look at all the stuff that they did that was wrong. And then they see, look at all these people. Yeah, did Trump keep them? Did Trump? No, he got rid of them. Hillary Clinton threatened them with their life and shut them up, and she still had them on their campaign. She still had them doing illegal crap. I mean, I want to get into this because this is, it doesn't matter what you think, what side you're on, but the Orlando Sentinel, where Trump did his rally, endorses anyone but Trump. I would be calling the Orlando Sentinel furious that they were endorsing Trump. I would be furious. That no newspaper, no news organization should be endorsing any presidential candidate or any candidate. The media is supposed to be unbiased. We're supposed to call it like we see it. Yes, I'm very conservative. Yes, I support Trump. But when he does something I disagree with, I will call it out. When he gave money to the Clintons back in the day, I didn't agree with that. But I liked him as a person. I still thought he was a great person. I didn't agree with him giving money to the Clintons, but, you know, that's his millions to do with what he wants to do with. Just like it's my money and I can do with what I want. You know, when you have a Trump rally and you have the crowd breaking out and CNN sucks, and they cut away from it, oh, that's because we're brainwashed, because Trump tells us what to think. No, CNN does suck. Sorry, but MSNBC sucks. CNN sucks. When you have people on MSNBC, it's hard to call a veteran a hero. And, you know, MSNBC sucks. CNN sucks. ABC sucks. NBC sucks. CBS sucks. Okay? They do. That's my belief. That's not Trump telling me to say that. Russia didn't influence me to vote for Trump. The fact that Hillary Clinton was going to be 4 more years of Obama and Biden, ain't going out like, no, sorry. Ain't happening. Not to mention that she basically came out and, you know, if she would have taken Bernie Sanders, I think it would have been, I don't know if Trump would have won if she would have given Bernie Sanders the vice president. But what's amazing, and one thing that kind of scares me a lot, and I will be honest with you, is when you sit there and you look up like, okay, when you sit there and you have, oh, because I got into it with an insurance company, not mentioning names or anything, but, you know, and like, well, that's because, like, my wife had a couple issues. No big deal. Well, your price went up because of these issues. I'm like, okay, well, when we had separate policies, her old policy included those issues. And our separate policies combined were cheaper than when we combine them, and you're supposed to save money when you combine. Well, sir, like I said, that's because of these. Okay, well, you don't understand. I buy about Watson with me. You don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. Her insurance that she had included, that price that she was being charged included those issues that she had. And that insurance with those issues included, plus mine, was cheaper than what you're going to charge us now as a combined. And it's not like her insurance wasn't including these issues. I mean, I've had issues. I was honest with this trooper one night. Oh, yeah. Well, sir, because there were like 3 cops in the green medium, and I was going like 110. But I got it down to like 95, 94 when he tagged me. You're endangering the public? What public? You're the only 3 cars on the road that I've seen in the last 20 miles. I don't understand why, where is everyone on 65? You know, what the heck? You know, I was honest. I'm not lying to you. I'm, you know, but if there's a lot of cars, I'm going to go Miss Daisy. But when there's no one on the road, it wasn't until I'm going down the road and all of a sudden I see like 3 cars in the median, you know, grass area, and a bang on my radar and boom. You know, I've had my share of mistakes. Who doesn't, you know, but, well, sure, that's because, she had it, okay, well, when you have, you know, it's just, you got to do your research, you got to do your homework, just like everything. When I do this conversation, okay, did Willie Nelson really die? Let me look it up. No, he's not dead. And I found so many websites that are like, it's not MSNBC, but it's like MSMDC, where it's like so close, like one letter off, but they make it look like it's MSNBC, but it's not. And they'll say like this person, and they create websites that look so real, but it's not. And it's like Willie Nelson passed away, and like, and you have to do your due diligence. Same thing with insurances or anything. You got to do your due diligence. Just because, you know, you may find that this is better, that's better. You know, you may not. You never know. You know, but we're getting into this day and age where MSNBC is going to endorse this candidate. No one should endorse. Media should be unbiased. You shouldn't have a left and right media. I should be able to watch MSNBC and know that they're going to be objective. And, you know, and if they didn't like Trump, great, but look at the economy. And that's what's going on is, you know, the New York Times is endorsing Joe Biden. Wow, now we know that none of the articles are going to be objective. Now we know how objective their articles are going to be. Wow, I guess they're not going to have anything that's going to make Trump look good. Why would they? They endorsed the other candidate. Whatever happened to a media that, here's the facts. I mean, say what you want. You can say all day long. 93 people in California, veterans, are choosing cannabis over pharmaceuticals and alcohol and all these other drugs. Colorado, the cannabis use amongst teenagers is plummeting. Well, think about it like this. When I was underage, yeah, buddy. Here we go, man. Case of Bush Light Draft, man. In cans, Bush White in cans. $7.49, I'll never forget it. Party hardy, man. As soon as I became 21, I still drank, but it wasn't as cool anymore because now I can legally do it. Now I can go to the liquor store myself. It lost its kind of, let's sneak beers, let's sneak some alcohol. It lost its luster because I can drink now. Legalize methamphetamine, and I bet you it won't take long for usages to plummet. I mean, it's free. I can do meth. I mean, I guarantee you, people aren't around there sitting, oh, come on, man. I got this meth pipe right here. I'm just waiting for them to legalize it so I can use it, man. Nah. That's not what's happening, okay? I don't think people are. I'd use cocaine if it's legal, but it's not, you know. So, you know, I want some battery acid and Drano in me. So as soon as I legalize meth, I'm all over that crap. But until then, no, that's not the case. People aren't like, oh, I can't wait to legalize heroin so I can finally start shooting up. Not the case. You know, people are finding out that, hey, cannabis can help. It's not a miracle cure-all. It's not like, okay, well, you're going to give up every single solitary medication. No. Because I got into it with a guy one time because he's like, well, if you broke your leg, you're going to go right to cannabis. And said, well, first of all, I would go see a doctor and get x-rays and probably have a cast and stuff, but they're actually showing that cannabis can help in the regrowth of bones. And that's facts. It's not like, okay, it can help shrink tumors. It can help cure some cancers. It's not, okay, if you use it, guaranteed. If you get a Rick Simpson hemp oil, a Rick Simpson cannabis oil, it's not like, okay, you're 100% guaranteed to not have cancer. Even Tommy Chong's used some chemo and radiation along with cannabis to help shrink it. Oh, my wife. Oh, shit. Yeah, I love Melissa. I love you. If you're out there, I love you. It's like a gun that, like a toy type gun, and it has like a. It's like, I think it's like a real gun, but it has like a pony on the front. it's just, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's just the truth. It's great. Oh, I thought you were at Walmart. Oh, well. But it's cool.
Did you see that picture I sent you?
Yeah, I was just commenting about that gun with the like pony on front.
Unicorn. Even better. Look, it's a unicorn.
A My Little Pony unicorn gun. It's a Pride Month gun.
Well, they say, hey, no one can hate it now.
Yep.
They can't hate a unicorn.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. But it's,
or you're not scared of it.
Yeah. But as I was getting back to my original point, because I got about 3 or 4 minutes before I get into some English Premier League. But, you know, a newspaper endorses anyone but Trump. You shouldn't endorse anyone. And I'm actually going to look them up and I want to contact them. And I say, well, okay, so then why would I want to read any newspaper that endorses anyone? Because then it shows me that you're not unbiased. Now, if you can come out and say, okay, yes, we support Joe Biden, we endorse him, but this is what he wants. Like, we support the Second Amendment right, and he's against that, and we're against him. If you come out anti-Biden on gun issues or on pharmaceutical issues or whatever the case may be, then I can say, well, yeah, you like him as a candidate, but you're not, you know, because that's the biggest problem, I think, in this country. Well, if you support Trump, you have to like 199% of everything he supports. No, you should be a Hillary Clinton supporter and disagree with things that she's done or is doing. But most people on the left, no matter what happens, you know, they don't believe. They don't care. They don't know. They don't want to know. No matter what happens. Hillary Clinton was a Goldwater girl. What? Yeah. Barry Goldwater was someone who wanted to resegregate America, you know? You know, at least Trump, when he's at these rallies, he's up front and honest. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to go to Arkansas and possibly try to run for governor. And I have friends on the left say, you can say what you want, I'm not a big Trump fan, but at least he's doing what he said he would do. I mean, like I'll take an example like this, and this is a huge example. Neil Peart, the drummer of Rush, one of the greatest drummers of all time. Rush, one of my all-time favorite. Grateful Dead is my all-time favorite, but they're like my second favorite band because they were like the Grateful Dead. I can go back to a song and I can remember a period where it got me through my life, like a lot of Christian music does now, you know. And he used to be very Republican because Republicans were against the border, against this. Now he's one of those people. Now he stands with the left. He's at least he's switching sides, but for the right reason, in terms of for the same reason. When the left wanted a wall, he was for the Republicans because they weren't for the wall. Now that the left doesn't want a wall, he's with the left. He's at least on the side of no wall, no, you know, like he's against the border wall. You know, it's not like he's always been a left supporter and supported them when they wanted the wall, and now he's against it because they don't want it. You know, he's at least flipped from right to left for the reason of, hey, some of the things that the right supported, he agreed with, but now that the left is all bandwagoning on it, now he's on their side, you know, just because he agrees with no wall and certain things like that. You know, they had a hearing on the term limits, and people, I've had several people ask me what my opinion on term limits are. I think it's a mixed bag, because I've seen, like, I've had friends from Mexico that will tell you it doesn't matter in Mexico. If you're in some sort of position in politics in Mexico, you're a criminal. Okay, let's say we get this Mexican president out and we put another one in place. The only difference is they're both going to be corrupt. They're both going to be illegal. They're both going to be doing shady stuff. They're both going to be, it doesn't matter. It's going to be like taking and getting rid of Hillary Clinton and then bringing in someone that's just as bad as her, if not worse. And then, okay, yeah, you vote her out, then you get someone else that's just, you know, and you're just going to, it's going to be a cycle of, yeah, maybe every 2 years you get someone out that's bad, but then you're going to bring, it's not like you're going to, it's not like they're going to, you're going to get someone that's, you know, you're going to magically go from Hillary Clinton to someone that's like all Trumpers. You know, I hope, I wish that would happen, but I mean, but I look at it from this side too, though. Hey, well, then we keep voting and voting until we get people that stand for us. You know, we look at people, we try to keep voting people out from term limits. See, well, there are things called term limits. It's called an election. Why do people keep voting in Bernie Sanders every year? Why do people keep voting for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and all these criminals? You know, I guess we need term limits because if Ocasio Cortez can get elected, heck, we're screwed. This country's screwed with someone like her. Well, my Green New Deal is going to make sure that we don't have any energy at all. Okay, we're going to ban wind, fire, water. If it produces energy, we're going to ban it. Okay, you're not going to have like we're going to be like the Amish, but we're not going to have light. That's right. We're not going to have, you know, because you know that's fire. We can't have that, you know. And we're not, and you're going to have to, like, the man is going to have wear a harness and carry the women on a carriage because we can't use horses because we can't degrade horses, you know. We got to be cool with PETA, you know. Oh, well. Shit. Oh, my pen. Oh, fudge. Wow. What a night. What a, you know, I mean, that's how this world's coming to us. Let's see if Cortez can get elected, then. Then we should be able, what you need to do is get like people that are like Trump, but when they go to run for president or whatever, you know, like congressmen or senators, you need to use, as you're a senator in Indiana, everything is going to be free. College is going to be free. Healthcare is going to be free. You're not going to, we're going to eliminate currency in Indiana. We're going to get away from the US dollar. We're going to have our, we're not going to have a dollar at all. You're just going to get whatever you want free from the store or whatever. Say whatever you want to. Just try to get elected. And then once you get elected, you go conservative. Okay, folks. Now that you elected me, let's get to the real world. Nothing's free. Get over yourself. You're going to have to earn that college degree. It's going to mean more when you pay for it. It's going to mean more when you build something. You know, the guitar I made, it means the world to me because I made it. Also. You know, get these kids away from free, free, free to look what I earned, look what I made, look what I did. I want to move on because, wow, time flies when you're having a nice conversation, but I want to get into this because I've got about 6 minutes left, and it's amazing Premier League news. It's exciting. With all the stuff going on now, it can be pretty much, we don't know when it's going to happen, but two news sources, very highly credible news sources, have both come out saying that Crystal Palace have agreed to a £55 million deal to Manchester United for Wan-Bissaka. Yep, Aaron Wan-Bissaka has been agreed to terms with Manchester United. They're going to pay $50 million with $5 million in add-ons. For $55 million in total, and two news sources have come out. One, I think, came out with it because he's like, well, he came out with it last night. So it's going to be interesting to see when they announce it, but two highly credible news sources have come out and saying that Aaron Wan-Bissaka of Crystal Palace has agreed to the wages at Manchester United, and it's a $50 million deal with $5 million in add-ons, so transfer window is going in the right direction, and if we get someone like Wan-Bissaka, Ashley Young will not be needed unless Wan-Bissaka gets in. And I wonder if maybe someone like, then, okay, if you take Juan Mata, he got a 3-year extension. I don't get that. He's in his 30s. He is not, you got to be ruthless. He's not nowhere near the style he needs to be at. If you have a baton team in cross country and everyone on the team is running a 3-minute mile and you're running a 20-minute mile, why would you keep a guy on your team that's running a 20-minute mile when everyone else is running a 3-minute mile? You're never going to win because you're going to be only as good as your weakest link. And if you have someone that was good, but he can't keep up anymore, he's not as good as he used to be. I mean, is he keeping him just because he's been at the club long and he can maybe help people get adjusted? If someone gets injured, he won't be near as good as Juan Bissaka, but at least he can fill in. But then give him a year contract. And hopefully within a year, we've had 6 years of rebuilding. We can't have this, well, let's keep him and pray to God that it works. We need to build for the future. That's why Alex Ferguson was one step away from being sacked and not Bugsby, you know, all these, you know, you look at the Bugsby babes and you look at them and the club looked at him and they're like, he's not building a team. He's building a club. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer knows that Manchester United is not one player. It's about a club. And if you want to be competing for Premier League titles and Champions Leagues, you need to have players that are dominant that can keep up. Now, I'm surprised he's someone that still, I mean, I could see giving him a year contract in case something goes wrong and we have to have him on the pitch, but he can't keep up. He can't do it anymore to the level that he needs, that we need to be at to be competing for a Premier League title. You know, there's talk that we're still in for Neymar. I mean, not Neymar, but Bruno Fernandes. Whew. Why am I thinking about Neymar? Well, I'll end up signing Neymar. See, I have here first. But, I mean, there's look at Koulibaly. I mean, there's talk that, well, they don't, you know, Serie A, I don't want to get rid of him. Well, okay, they don't want to get rid of him, but doesn't mean we can't still say, hey, we're going to go after him. We're going to get him. I don't care. Because name your price. If we said, okay, $300 million, I guarantee you they'd be like, okay, you can have Koulibaly. $300 million, I guarantee you. You know, Manchester United may say Paul Pogba's not for sale, but if somebody, but if somebody comes along and says, here's $200 million, I hope Ed Woodward says sold, and we take that $2 million and he doesn't put it in his pocketbook like a stripper, and he takes it and goes spends it. Well, they need to give it to him in a check, not in $1 bills. But I just want, you know, I mean, I like Juan Mata. He's a great guy. Never met him, but just because, okay, I'm a great guy. Put me on the pitch. See how well I do. I'd go down the pitch twice. I'd be like, okay, I need my oxygen tank. My legs are killing me. Where's my pills? Are my opties getting to me? But, you know, that's how it is. You know, it's where we live in. You know, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation that I'll be still a part of. I got about 60 seconds left. And just remember, folks, my wife has told me to cut my hair off or something. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But anyways, you know, think about what you're doing. You know, think about what you're doing in this world and the impact you're making. Because let me tell you something. There's a church that they take some of their offerings and they say, okay, here's $50, and they give it to a person. Next week, tell us what you did with that $50. Who did you bless? Who did you give to? Who did you help out with? You know, you don't have to have, you can just sit there and if someone's hurting, talk to them. Be there for them. Step up. You might be the inspiration that they need. And remember, with the firm alliance and the protective divine public, we two put each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday. Good night, all. God bless, and goodbye.